and welcome to the Pugsley Crew Reviews podcast, where we talk about all manner of films, be they good, bad, or anything in between. Today we have Kerr 9000 with us again. How are you doing, Kerr?
Hi, I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Just been chilling out. I watched the film this morning, so it's nice and fresh in my brain. I try and watch them as close as I can to when we record, because if I watch it like a week or so before, I'll be like,
Yeah.
I'm bad enough at doing that as it is. But that's just me. Yeah, you been up to much?
Nah, just the usual. Trying games out and watching lots of films.
Yeah. Still in the middle of making progress on reviewing every single SNES game?
Yeah, I'm still trying to do it. It's slow going, but...
Yeah. That's fair. There's a lot of SNES games. At least five. Today we're going to be talking about a recent film that came out. I think the last film we talked about was recent, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty recent.
This one is Deadpool and Wolverine, which I think came out this year, didn't it? For some reason, I've got it written down as last year.
Yeah, it's not that long ago since I was in the cinema watching it.
Yeah, I watched it on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Because I was going to watch it in cinema, I just never got around to it. Do you know what? We reviewed Borderlands last time, and I think I put that as 2023 as well, but I think that was 2024. Oops. I'll have to somehow edit 2023 over the stuff. Ain't happening. Anyway, Deadpool and Wolverine is the third film in the Deadpool series. We watched the first one for the podcast several moons back, but we didn't watch the second, which, you know, I'm fine with. The first one's better of the two.
Yeah.
This one's the same as the first and second film, and that Deadpool's kicking people's asses and stabbing things. And shooting things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a typical Deadpool film.
Yeah, it is. How did you find this film, man?
I absolutely loved it. I can't put it simpler than that. I'm massively fond of it. I really wanted to see this film, and funnily, when I saw it in the cinema, I'd been dead ill. I'd just been sent home sick from work.
Yeah.
And I still managed to crawl out, get to the cinema, lay in the cinema chair, holding my stomach, feeling like I was dying watching the film, which there's very few films I'd put that dedication in for.
Hit yourself. Made sure you went, like...
Yeah, I proper dragged myself to it. And then grinned through the whole thing. It was, you know...
Yeah.
They say laughter's the best medicine, and I suppose sometimes it is.
Yeah, I can get behind that. So, Deadpool and Wolverine, put it bluntly, Deadpool is offered to go to the universe of the MCU. He accepts until he finds out that his universe is going to be wiped out. His timeline, his universe, whatever you want to call it. And decides that he's not standing for that shit, and then tries to get Wolverine, who is like the glue that held it all together, go and get another Wolverine to replace the previous Wolverine, because the previous Wolverine died.
Yeah.
In Logan. Spoiler alert. For anyone who hasn't seen Logan.
Oh, if you've not seen Logan, you need to see Logan. That's all I'll say. That film's fantastic.
Yeah, the funny thing is I never liked any of the X-Men films, and I didn't like the Wolverine films, but I really liked Logan. Logan was fucking brilliant.
I enjoy the others as, like, popcorn films. They're all right, but I think Logan stands out as a masterpiece, and it's just so much heads above the others.
Yeah, definitely. Stands above the others. Quite proudly, I would say. But with this, it all kicks off then. Deadpool and Wolverine get to fight. Deadpool meets a Wolverine that's actually true to Wolverine size.
Oh, yeah.
Little Wolverine. That is true. In the comics, Wolverine is about 4 foot tall. I don't know about 4 foot, but he is short, like.
Yeah, he's always, like, looking up at other characters. He's massively smaller than everybody in the MCU, pretty much.
Yeah. And obviously, they did the little joke. Like, I know that some people's issue with Hugh Jackman being Wolverine wasn't so much Hugh Jackman, it was more Hugh Jackman isn't really short and really ugly. Like Wolverine's meant to be. Are they not going to cast someone like that in a film? Are they as one of the main characters?
No.
Too much money on the line.
Bastards. The irony is that I think everybody just pictures Wolverine as Hugh Jackman now. When he got cast, people were like, oh, no way. Ugh. And now that is Wolverine.
Yeah. But people want the Cavalrine.
Yeah, the Cavalrine. We did get a heck of a lot of like Wolverine variants in this in short succession, and it was brilliant.
Yeah.
To see the classic great. Wolverine that fought the Hulk, then to see the Age of Apocalypse Wolverine, Old Man Logan, the Cavalrine, Patch from Madripoor. It really is. If you like different Wolverine comics, then it does go through the greatest hits of Wolverine in this.
Yeah, exactly. But not just Wolverine, there's a lot of cameos in this film. You have loads. As it progresses, Wolverine and Deadpool end up in like a purgatory, a void, as it's called, actually. The void, I think. Which is where they dump basically old characters. Basically, Fox films. Like, every character that pops up in there is from the old Marvel films.
Yeah.
Before, like, the MCU. Like, Blade is in there, as in Wesley Snipes Blade. And Elektra from Daredevil is in there, things like that, which I've never seen the Elektra film, but I hear that's meant to be fucking awful.
It is.
No, Daredevil. Why do I keep saying Deadpool for Daredevil? It's the double D's, man. I just can't get double D's out of my head. That was so childish. Anyway, I think with Daredevil, I didn't particularly like that, and I heard Elektra's a hell of a lot worse, so.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, there you go, then.
I still think she did a good job in this as Elektra. I think it was fair crack to her.
Obviously.
She gave a good performance, so.
Yeah. I like Gambit in this as well. He's like,
oh, I love Gambit.
When he's speaking and Deadpool's just like, I had no idea what he's saying.
Yeah.
Because he's got that, is it Louisiana accent?
Like New Orleans. Crawl.
So
he really did go for it with that.
Yeah. It's like, I did not understand you. And then he speaks again and you understand him clearly enough. And I think it's obviously intentional, but it's fucking hilarious. Why do I feel like I'm missing out on very important information here? Well, he doesn't say information. He says another word that I've forgotten all of a sudden, but, you know. And that's why
who
I should take
notes. Who
was your
dialect coach? The Minions?
Yeah. It's some genuinely funny shit in there.
Oh, yeah. I think Gambit's responsible for my favourite line in this film. Which is where everyone's asked if they're ready. And Gambit says something like, I shot out of my daddy's dick ready.
Yeah.
Slid his buttery nuts all up my mama. And I popped out and said, what's up, Doc? I was just like, oh.
It is great. But
you can tell Channing Tatum really, really wanted to be Gambit. And I'm glad he got the chance because you can just tell he's loving every moment of it and he's there for it. And It's what you want to see.
But like, there's so many different characters in there from like so many different fucking places, like cameos and different. But like I said, most of it's all been from Fox stuff. But then you have all like the Deadpools, which you know. I don't think they've been from any films. They're just all for this, weren't I? All from other comics, like you know what I mean. They haven't been in previous movies, unless I'm unaware of. Apart from maybe, they didn't bring back Ryan Reynolds as fucking Wade Wilson from the Logan films, the Wolverine films, did they? They sure just showed him in the credits because obviously he went back in time and changed it. Didn't exist anymore.
Because they'd done that in the other Deadpool, I think they kept him out. Although it would have been funny to see when there was all the Deadpool Corps to have seen him there. But
I said to the missus, I said, when we were watching it, then the Deadpool Corps said, did one of them just have a fucking Welsh flag on their chest? And she's like, yeah. I was like, well, it is a cool flag. There's a fucking dragon on it.
Yeah.
But I was like, what the fuck is the Welsh? Where is the Welsh flag on a Deadpool?
That's Welsh Paul, and he's played by one of the football players for that team that Ryan Reynolds has brought.
Oh, Wrexham.
Wrexham, that's it. Yeah, it's a Wrexham player in that suit playing Welsh Paul, the Welsh Deadpool.
Fair enough. I didn't know there was... I'm guessing that's just for this film. Like, I don't think there's an actual Welsh Paul, is there? If there is, I'm
not sure. I'm not sure, because there is absolutely tons of Deadpools in the comic.
I think what I liked about the fight with the Deadpools is like Happy Pool or whatever he was called. I don't fucking know. Dead Happy Pool. Dead Happy. The one who always got his face on show. The normal Ryan Reynolds. Like, he gets shot the fuck and Deadpool's like, hey, why, how long do you take to regenerate? And he's like, regenerate? What do you mean? Yeah. And he just fucking dies, gets his head blown up and... You know, he's completely destroyed, so it's like, oh, right, fair enough. And then they fuck up all the other Deadpools. I'm like, cool. And then they just all get back up. It's like, so it's just that one Deadpool typically doesn't have regenerative powers, but all the other ones do.
No, I mean, that was a mint scene, just watching them sort of slash and shoot through all of them.
Yeah.
And then sort of to be rendered for nothing because they all just stand back up.
It was great, but also surprising, because I thought, oh, because they were down for a while, I thought, oh, maybe these ones can't generate as well. And then the baby Deadpool just laughed and they all got back up, apart from Mr. I got my head blown up because his head literally exploded.
Yeah.
But how would you compare this to the first two, then?
Better than the second one, but not as good as the first.
I mean, total agreement.
The first had a better story. This film is very much lots of amazing little set pieces, but the story isn't as good.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I think the story is... I think the story is kind of taking the piss out of like the whole MCU thing at the same time as like being a whole cross timelines and stuff, cross universes. Because that's what it kind of implies throughout, is like, especially towards the end where they mention, you know, they're all being wiped away and so on and so forth. I think it's just kind of trying to say that maybe the whole multiverse stuff is a bit too far, a bit too much.
It's been done too many times and too hard. And
Wizards of Oz, according to them, did it first. Don't know what they're on about.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there you go. I don't remember Wizard of Oz having multiverses.
Well, I suppose it's just the fact, isn't it, that they cross over from Kansas to Oz and.
Yeah, that's true.
The second Wizard of Oz film is absolutely batshit, if you've seen that.
Return to Oz with the girl from The Craft, and I can't remember her name. Yeah, I was fucked up. My missus used to really dislike the the Wheelers.
Yeah, the Wheelers.
I said you didn't like the Wheelers. No, she didn't like the Wheelers. Nope, she didn't. Creepy.
It's a film that's supposed to be a kid's film, but is more terrifying than some horror films.
Yeah, it's surprising. Like, the first film is very, very different to Return of to Oz.
Oh, definitely.
Like, I don't know a lot about the Wizard of Oz stuff, like, but I think in the books, like, because it kind of implies that, oh, she's just getting knocked out and going to Oz. Then I think in, like, a few books in that she goes to Oz and lives there permanently, because it's real. It's not in her head. So, fuck knows.
Yeah, I know there's tons of books to it. I've never done them all. I tend to confuse Oz and, what's the one? Alice in Wonderland in my head, because they're both...
Yeah,
that sort of way, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, in Oz, you don't get a caterpillar that smokes a hookah.
No.
Which is fair. Can't all do the same thing. But yeah, I've not read either of the books, like any of the Wizard of Oz or Alice's Adventures in Wonderland or whatever it was called.
No,
they're
the sort of thing I'd like to, but... You know, too little time, too many things out there.
Exactly. Too many games, too many films, too many books, too many comics, too many manga, too many anime, too much shit in general. Unfortunately. Is there any particular scenes in this film that you really enjoyed?
Let me think. I do like the big fight with all of them. Where you get to see Gambit throwing his cards and you get to see Blade fighting again. And you know it's sort of hopeless for them. I think that's a brilliant semi-finale. But then there's little bits like where Wolverine and Deadpool are fighting in the car.
Yeah.
And the bit as well where you see Wolverine and he's like seeing the graves of all the X-Men.
Yeah.
And just the weight of that, that, you know, the fact they say he's the worst Wolverine and he's a failure, and you get to see how sort of bogged down by it he is.
Yeah. But he does redeem himself in the end.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a very interesting film. I would say it's a very interesting, but it's a good film. I preferred it to Borderlands as well, which we talked about last episode.
Yeah. I definitely would watch this film multiple times. It's not something I've seen the once and I'll never watch again. I know that this is something that, you know, every few years I'm going to come back to.
Yeah, seems like the kind of film with the cameos and the Easter eggs and stuff that you might pick up a few more each time you watch it. So you find them all.
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's people who are villains that you hardly even sort of notice because they just go by so quick, and they don't have like a big talking part, or so you'll kind of go, that's supposed to be that. There's the one, and it was played by Kevin Nash in one of the films, and he's got the stripy shirt on.
Not sure.
Stuff like that. You just notice, oh, that's him at the other film, but it's a different actor, but all that's explained away by the fact alternative universes and that.
Exactly.
So it's like the Juggernaut, he's wearing the armor that's the Vinnie Jones Juggernaut armor, but it's not Vinnie Jones. Oh, well, he's a different version. It's a fun film for sort of clicking on stuff, and I think you could spend all day sort of going through it backwards and forwards and find more and more stuff.
I tell you what I enjoyed was the end credit scene, where it's like, Deadpool's like, yeah, I'm not having this shit. Like, I did not just make up all that stuff, and it's got a recording of him saying all the stuff. I wasn't, that was actually a genuine surprise for me. when he showed up, because I was like, oh, it's Captain America, and then he's not Captain America.
Yeah. I even went to my missus, I was like tapping her arm going, it's Captain America, it's Captain America, it's Captain America. And then it's not.
And you're like, oh, shit, I forgot he did that. Brilliant. I wonder if there'll be a Deadpool 4 if they'll just leave in him.
Well, I think they'll leave it quite a while. Because I think it's a lot of work for Ryan Reynolds. And I reckon there'll be one, but it's going to be 5 years between the two. That's my guess. Maybe he'll appear in other Marvel films, you know, cameos or ensemble stuff, because it's not as much work. Which, that'd be good.
It would be, though he wouldn't fit in with the PG ratings of the other films. Not if they're PG rated, but you know what I mean. They're not 15. Which is surprising. I thought this would have been higher rated with the amount of swearing and bollocks stabbing. Right. And
you'd
stuff.
Think it'd be an 18.
Yeah. Like, there's no, like, nudity or anything, but it is extremely violent. The amount of times I saw Ryan Reynolds got stabbed in the dick, or other people getting stabbed in the dick, was shocking. There's a lot of dick stabbing. And up the arse.
Yeah.
It's just really cruel. Yeah. I think I haven't really got much to add about this film. I just enjoyed it. I think it was really good. I do prefer the first film. I prefer this to the second film, as I didn't enjoy the second one as much. But I think the first one is, I think because it's not as epic, so to speak, it can have a more coherent, just simplistic story and just move on. Whereas this is got so much going on in there with so many different characters, it kind of dilutes it a little on the way the story's done. But at the same time, I think a lot of it is supposed to be like, this shit is getting too much, there's too much of this shit, let's do it, but also take the piss out of doing it. And that's why they did it. That's how it comes across.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair summing up of it. It's part parody while still being an action film itself, and it's enjoyable for it while also taking the pee out of the whole trend.
Yeah, exactly. I think this one's a bit shorter than the last one we did, the podcast, but I don't think there's much I can add, to be honest. Other than you should definitely check it out. It's a fun film. I think some people will enjoy it more than others. I think the story is what lets it down, and I think people will gravitate towards that. Generally speaking, I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed myself with it.
Yeah, I loved it. I think if you're a comic book nerd and you get excited at all the little mentions of stuff and all the little cameos, you'll get more out of it. If you're looking for a really coherent story and you don't care about little bits of information and stuff, then you'll be a little bit less keen on it, is probably the way I put it.
I would agree with that completely. I think that is going to be us here today. We will be back in a few weeks with what film? I don't know. I honestly don't know. But take care of yourselves, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you again for taking part, Kerr.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.
It's always a pleasure, dude. And that'll be it from us. Take care and see you soon. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.
I ain't know my daddy, but I'm sure I shot out of his dick ready.
Jesus Christ, that is graphic.
Yeah, he was laying them buttery nuts all up in my mama, and I shot out there, and I said, what's up, doc?
Johnny must have loved you.